Blog Talk Radio.
Could it be that I, a simple carpenter, would be the father of such a holy and king? The person that we know that crucified and died for us had a father here on earth, and his name is Saint Joseph. This evening, I have my good friend Chase with us. But before we get into the show, I'd just like to go ahead and mention there have been a cause of some deaths here in America this afternoon. We are getting reports of some deaths due to some heavy snow, especially in Ohio and some of parts of Indiana. There have been a few deaths because of snow, so we need to keep them in our prayers. March is dedicated to St. Joseph. And tonight we are going to discuss the feast day of St. Joseph and why the church has dedicated themselves to St. Joseph during the month of March. We're also going to be speaking about some of the different feast days within the month of March, as well as some devotions to St. Joseph that you can carry on throughout this Lenten season and as well as through March. So I'd like to bring my good friend Chase onto the show. Good afternoon, Chase. How are you?
Just being a good old Catholic. And hanging in there and just going over some images that's going to fit into a project I'm working on right now.
Good, that's good. Would you like to start us off in prayer?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I guess I'll start by saying the Hail Mary in Swedish, because I'm part Swede, and I guess we should say this for those who passed away in the weather.
Okay.
I'm going to have to try to emphasize a Swedish accent a little bit, though. I'll try. But anyway, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Helig Maria, full of Nord, Herren are medig, valsignod, or du bland kavin, or och valsignod, or du lives fruk Jesus. Helige Maria, good mother, bet for all sinner, nu och ivar dotstund. Amen.
Amen.
Now, my ability to speak Swedish is limited, but I am learning it rapidly.
That's good to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we're glad that you have called in or listened through your computer. If you would like to call in and talk with either me or Chase, you can do so at the guest call-in number 347-989-0056. So the first event that we're going to talk about that happens in March is the Most of Our Lent. All of the Lent is done in March except for half of the last week of April. Well, the first week of April is when Good Friday is, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday as well. But let's talk about the Feast of St. Joseph, Spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, there are some people out there that do have good devotion to St. Joseph. Now, there's some other people out there that don't know how to be devoted to St. Joseph, and we're going to give you some devotions that you could pick up to St. Joseph. And when I found these devotions, the title of these devotions I thought was pretty cool. It's called A Rainbow of Devotions, which may be practiced in honor of the glorious St. Joseph by anyone. So just a heads up, we do not praise the saints merely for the sake of praising them. As St. Bernard says, they are so full of heaven's gifts that our poor praises can scarcely add anything to their glory. We praise them in order to admire them. We admire them and honor in order to love them. We love them in order to serve them. And we serve them in order to imitate them. And by imitating them, we gain their favor and merit to have them as our protectors in heaven. It is glorious for St. Joseph to be so great. But what do we gain by his greatness if he does not share it with us? If he be not our advocate on high? Now he is willing to be the service to us if we show ourselves worthy. If we render him some poor service and offer him really heartfelt homage. In addition to honoring this webpage, a statue of him in our home, and praying novenas, in all practices, there are a number of other pious devotions that we can pay him homage, ask for his favors. The first devotion is the best devotion to St. Joseph, is to imitate his virtues, to model your actions on his, and to act as he acted. He and Our Lady will accept your feeble efforts and help you, and God will give you his blessing. The first devotion that I personally like, because I, out of all of the Saint Holy Family of Saint Joseph and Mary are more devoted to Mary. But with this for best first devotions, it says He and Our Lady will accept your efforts and will help you. So if you do this and you imitate and model the actions of Saint Joseph, it promises that Saint Joseph and Our Lady will accept your efforts and they will help you and God will give you your blessing. Chase, what do you think about that first devotion there?
Well, I like it. I mean, I know pretty much everything there is to know about old Saint Joseph because, you know, his church, the first church, I go to Mass twice every Sunday. The first church I go to Mass at is named after him.
Oh, cool.
And there's a really nice statue of him in there, too.
Yeah.
And
continue.
Yeah. What'd you say?
The statues of him are, they range differently. I must say, you can see some different compared to others because we really don't know what St. Joseph looked like and how old he really was. And so some of you will see him really young, some of you will see him really old. It's just another beautiful thing that, you know, the saints really never fully die. Their spirit always lives on. Same goes for us. Our spirit, our soul will always live on. Let's go on to the second devotion, shall we? It is, say it tenderly, each day, a short prayer in honor of St. Joseph, or as aspiration or two, with all of your heart. As with the golden Hail Mary, it is better to say one brief prayer with utter devotion and from the heart than a long prayer, distractedly. I like that one because some of the prayers that we have in the church are long, and it is easy to get distracted. I personally like that one, Chase. What about you?
It's pretty good for what it is. I mean, even though Joseph nothing is a whole lot known about him other than the fact that he was Christ's stepdaddy and the fact that he was a carpenter and he was betrothed to Mary and so forth. I mean, not a whole lot is said about him. As my priest once put it, he's more or less like a background character, like you would see on a TV show, like someone who's just in the background and just doesn't speak.
Yeah, right.
Like an overlooked person.
Right. Because we don't hear from St. Joseph after the Nativity, really. After Jesus is born, St. Joseph just kind of disappears.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened to him. They didn't write it down.
Well,
okay,
I sort of have an idea.
Okay, go ahead.
I sort of have an idea of what happened to Joseph. I mean, according to some apocryphal books referred to as New Testament Apocrypha on what they call the Proto-Evangelium of James or the Gospel of James, I believe, in a section called The History of Joseph the Carpenter, it was said that he lived to be 111 years old, and he died at that age, too.
Oh, wow.
How accurate this information is not very known, but
it's
close enough to give us an image of more about the Holy Family and more of Joseph's life, other than what's mentioned in the canonical Gospels.
Right, and, you know, we do know that St. Joseph is very, very old when Mary has Jesus in Bethlehem in Nativity. So let's go on to the third devotion, and it is from time to consecrate an entire week to the glorious St. Joseph, that he may offer all of you to do to Mary, to Jesus, and to the Most Holy Trinity, that he may dispose according to his pleasure all the fruits of your good works. And I think that he'll be a really good test to put your faith at, as it does say, that he may dispose according to his pleasure all the fruits of your good works. And as a carpenter, he must be working quite hard. So us in our faith and our Catholic faith, we need to work hard too. So when we honor St. Joseph for time to time and consecrate an entire week to him, that the fruits of our good works will be disposed among us from St. Joseph. Because carpenters do work very hard.
That they do.
The fourth devotion is to choose 7 titles of honor, one for each day of the week, by which to pay homage to this great saint and vary your devotion. Some of the major titles consume of most chaste spouse of Our Lady, foster father of our Savior, model of virginity and chastity, most favored of patriarchs, governor of Jesus and Mary, guardian of the infant Jesus, patron of the dying, patron of the church, patron of laborers, head of the Holy Family, and distributor of the treasures of the Messiah. Wow.
Very, very fascinating. He's actually one of my 12 patron saints.
Oh, cool.
I've always thought Joseph was a great saint because his patronage is very large. I mean, other than being the patron saint of the Catholic Church, he's also the patron saint of the countries of Croatia, Korea, and Vietnam, and many other things, too.
Yeah, he's also the patron of the dying and the laborers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And realtors, too.
Oh, yeah. Yes, because of the home blessing, I remember, if you have heard my conversion story, you may know that when I was young, at about 3 to 5 years old, I moved from my old house. Well, at that time, my parents' friends, who are now my godparents, invited us to Mass, and we went to Mass with them for about 2 or 3 years until we started going to a Pentecostal church. But that's a story for another time. But I remember burying the statue of St. Joseph in our yard. And as we moved on from our Pentecostal faith to our Protestant faith, and my father and mother and my sister still have their Protestant faith, we still have the statue of St. Joseph right above our kitchen sink in the window. And that is something that has stuck with us. I mean, we went to Pentecostal church, we went to Protestant church, a few Protestant churches, we went to Methodist church, we went to Lutheran church, and all those times, we still kept St. Joseph in our window here at my new house that I've lived in for 10 years now. But still, I kind of call him the patronage of this house because even though we've, you know, been through many religions, and now that there's a Catholic in the household and 3 Protestants, we still keep his statue alive and well. And the
window seal.
I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it sure is neat. I mean, even a lot of Protestants know who some saints are. I mean, ever so often, if you're out driving around, if you see someone that's got a nice little garden out sitting out front, you might find a statue of St. Francis of Assisi sitting out in front of it.
Yeah, I know. That reminds me. The other night, I was praying. It was about 1 in the morning. And I had prayed the prayer to St. Francis of Assisi. And I haven't told many people, but I'll go ahead and tell you on the show so you know what I'm doing here. For Lent, I gave up my bed. So I've been making my bed on the floor with some blankets and pillow. And I threw the blanket on the floor pretty nicely and everything. And I heard this, and my statue of St. Francis, that he got beheaded.
Uh-oh.
Now, it's a fiberglass, fiberglass, or it's like a plastic. And so it's a very sturdy plastic, and the head just fit right back on. I haven't had time to super glue it on, but it hasn't fallen off since. And in my altar, I have a pretty big home altar for being a Catholic, and he sits in the little corner on the floor, so he wasn't high up or anything, so he didn't have that far to fall. But he fell. He's about a 25-inch statue, and he got beheaded.
That ain't fun. I mean, some super glue will fix that. I mean, I've used super glue to fix one of my crucifixes when the hook it was suspended from fell and causing the corpus to snap, and I fixed it.
Yeah. You know, I had the other day, I have two statues of Our Lady, and the bigger one is very more sturdy, and that's a 20-inch statue of Our Lady. But for the longest time, I had this 9-inch statue of her. It's the same exact statue, just one's 20 inches and one's 90, or not 90. nine inches. The hands have fallen off of her. I've super glued her hands back on, and just recently she lost her finger again.
Yeah, that sort of sounds like the same type of abuse the Statue of Christ in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, sustains on a daily basis whenever it's exposed to rough weather.
Yeah.
And
that
statue's magnificent.
We're going to take a commercial break, and after that we're going to hear from you. I think Kim is on the line, and we'll hear from her after the break. Stay tuned and call in if you would like at 347-989-0056. See you after the break.
We are Catholics. We are the Church. Together, we build and run hospitals, schools, shelters. We feed the hungry. We comfort the afflicted. We serve all who come. We do this in ways large and small because we are called to do it. We live in a country that promises to protect the right to practice our faith every day, everywhere. That right does not start when we enter our churches. That right does not end when we leave our pews. We are Catholics. We are Americans. We will defend our right to practice our faith free from government coercion. Join us. Together, we will be heard.
We will be heard. Welcome back. And now we're going to take your call. We have area code 619 on the line. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine, thank you. My name's Kimberly.
How are you, Kim?
I'm doing very well. So we're
That's
talking about St. Joseph?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a favorite phrase about St. Joseph. It's from the prayers of the Maronite Catholic Church. The phrase I love the most is, "You carried on your arm the one who carries the whole world, and you supported the one who supports all people."
Oh, wow. Wow, that's nice. Yeah. I got to remember that one. I got to write that. You ought to send that to me.
So he's a symbol of God's providence and care, you know, because Joseph took care of the Holy Family.
Wow. That's really cool. I like that.
I do too.
There are a lot we can learn about the traditions of the saints from all the different churches of the Catholic Church.
Yeah. I agree. We can do all things. We can do all things through Christ our Lord who gives us strength. And without the strength of St. Joseph in the beginning, our strength is carried. I like that. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
He had to be both strong and obedient, you know, in order to, you know, imagine the hardships, you know, of first going to Bethlehem and then having to flee to Egypt.
Chase, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yes. I'm well aware of the Maronite Church, and in fact, the guy who founded St. Jude's Children's Hospital, this the one that you see commercials for on TV periodically, he himself was a faithful, very, very faithful Maronite Catholic. Put his backbone into that hospital. I mean, he did the right thing by creating a hospital for people and not charging a dime.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Kim, for your call. I pray that Mary will watch over you and that Jesus will bless you always. And that St. Joseph, especially as we're honoring him today, he will pray for you. Thank you for your call, Kim, and God bless.
God bless.
That was a quick 30 minutes, wasn't it, Chase? I can't believe what the time went.
Exactly.
Wow. You know, I originally was going to have Diane co-host tonight, or this afternoon, and she was going to share the Litany of St. Joseph and some other prayers. But since she is having some issues, she's not on, and we got our good friend Chase with us. And we have talked the past 30 minutes about marching into March with St. Joseph. I'd like to go ahead and give you an inside look of what this week has to offer with us on the Blog Talk Radio. So tomorrow at 5:30, we'll be talking about the militia of St. Maximilian Kolbe. On the 4th, we'll have something called Small Talk. How is your week going? That is Wednesday, so the week is half over. We're going to check in with you and take your calls. Also on the 5th, on Thursday, it's called this is special, and it's called The Lights Are On For You. And we're going to be talking about some conversion and Lenten nourishment things that's going on. And if you live in the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend, in Indiana, we're hosting something as well this Thursday called The Lights Are On For You. And all parishes in the diocese will have confession from, I believe, 6 to 8 and 6 to 9 p.m., so that's happening. Also, on Friday, we're doing the first Friday devotion. We're going to answer your calls about the devotion. We're going to talk about the devotion. And if it's not too late, then you can start the devotion. If not, you can do it next month. Actually, next month is Good Friday, so I don't know if you'll be able to do it then. Also, on Saturday, we are unsure of what we're going to talk about yet. Then on Sunday, of course, we're going to be breaking open the gospel, third Sunday of Lent. I want to pray that St. Joseph will watch over all of you and that he will pray for you. And he will keep you and Mary will keep you in their hearts, in their most precious and glorious hearts. And that Jesus, the Holy Trinity, will bless you abundantly. Thank you, Chase, for being on the show tonight. May God bless you, and I hope to hear you on the show in the near future. God bless you all, and have a blessed night.